Welcome to the Formaldehyde Show. My name is Abdi.
And I'm Finn.
And today we'll be talking a little bit about the impact slash effects on humans from formaldehyde. So some people are more sensitive to formaldehyde and may experience watery eyes, burning sensations in the eyes, nose, and throat, coughing, wheezing, nausea, and skin irritation. Exposure to formaldehyde can lead to a skin allergy. Future exposure to formaldehyde, even in minute amounts, may cause itching and rash. Formaldehyde irritates the airways and thus may affect people with respiratory illnesses more severely, as well as children, the elderly, and pregnant women. Many studies have been done that have linked prolonged exposure to formaldehyde with cancer. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency classifies formaldehyde as a probable human carcinogen. Studies have linked formaldehyde to leukemia, and more research is being done on potential links to lung and brain cancer. Welcome to the Formaldehyde Show. My name is Abdi.
And I'm Ben.
And today we'll be talking about how to avoid using slash emitting formaldehyde and how to clean up if we do. So the main way people are exposed to formaldehyde is by inhaling it. The liquid form can be absorbed through the skin. People can also be exposed to small amounts by eating foods or drinking liquids containing formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is normally made in the body. Most inhaled formaldehyde is broken down by the cells lining the mouth, nose, throat, and airways, so that less than a third is absorbed into the blood. So some things you can do is establish a no smoking policy in your home, clean chimneys and wood burning appliances, keep idling gas engines away from the home, buy solid wood furniture, or be sure pressed wood products are sealed. Increase ventilation during painting projects using low VOC paints. Let new furnishings off gas before bringing indoors and ventilate your home regularly. There really is no way to totally avoid this chemical, especially in urban areas. On top of what man creates purposely, formaldehyde is also formed through sunlight interaction with smog, so driving your car less will also help decrease formaldehyde levels in the atmosphere. It's also present in cigarette smoke. While perhaps not such a major issue as some of the other environmental toxins, it's just another poison our planet can do without, and one I think we'll hear more about in the years ahead. Aside from driving less, it's really a case of carefully examining the products you buy and not just looking for the ingredient formaldehyde, but also by its other names such as methyl aldehyde, methylene oxide, oxymethylene, and oxomethane. Determining ingredients is a feat in itself. I've grabbed a bottle of cleaning fluid that I was practically raised on to look for ingredients, and there's none. A few other items I looked at had no ingredient listing either. In these cases, use the power of the web to help you determine what's in it. Run a query along the lines in your favorite search engine, product names plus ingredients, or search product name plus MSDS. MSDS stands for Material Safety Data Sheet, a description of the chemicals in a product and data relating to health, handling, and environmental issues. These data sheets can provide some sort of insight into the potential risks of the product you're using. For items such as particle board and mass-produced furnishings, you can also try consumer helplines that many companies make available, but you'll need to ask very pointed questions as they aren't likely to volunteer the sort of information. If they can't or won't give you an answer, then it just goes to show how much they care about the impact their products have on the environment. It's also a great way to exercise pressure and let companies know that there are consumers who care about these issues. I'm really beginning to believe that, particularly in terms of cleaning fluids, air fresheners, polishes, disinfectants, and many other household consumables, it's best to make your own. Aside from the environmental and human health aspects, it often works out to be a very cost-saving exercise too. Thank you. Welcome to the Formaldehyde Show. My name is Abdi.
Hey, I'm Ben.
And today we'll be talking about the environmental impact / effects.
In the atmosphere, formaldehyde usually breaks down quickly to create formic acid and carbon monoxide, which can also be harmful substances. When animals are exposed to formaldehyde, it can make them sick, affect their ability to breathe, and reduce their lifespans. It can also change their behavior and appearance. Formaldehyde is highly toxic to aquatic life, the fish, shellfish, and other creatures in our rivers, lakes, and oceans. There are many regulations on formaldehyde, including the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, the Clean Air Act, and the Toxic Substances Control Act, which regulates formaldehyde emissions from composite wood products. The Clean Water Act regulates discharges of hazardous substances, including formaldehyde, and OSHA sets a legal limit of 0.75 ppm formaldehyde in air, averaged over an eight-hour workday. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development sets standards for formaldehyde emissions in manufactured housing of less than 0.2 ppm for plywood and 0.3 ppm for particle board. The HUD standards are designed to provide an ambient level of 0.4 ppm or less in manufactured housing. All right. Formaldehyde is a strong smelling gas used in making building materials and many household products. It is normally present at low levels, less than 0.03 parts per million in both indoor and outdoor air. Materials containing formaldehyde can release it as gas or vapor into the air. Automobiles exhaust is a major source of formaldehyde in outdoor air. It's considered a secondary pollutant and it does not lead to any secondary pollutants. And it is produced from methanol substantially by means of two types of processes. The old one is based on silver catalyst and is working at a methanol concentration above the explosion limit. The most modern one is based on metal oxides catalyst and is working at a methanol concentration under the explosion limit.
Today we'll be talking about the sources of formaldehyde, and it's an outdoor and indoor pollutant. In our outdoor map, you can find it a lot in the Midwest along China. And indoor, you can find formaldehyde in the ceiling, storage cabinets, through tobacco, an open stove, floor, subflooring, computers, furniture, doors, and walls. Based on the material that they were made from, you can find formaldehyde in it.